يكرر light of my two eyes يكرر evil you despise O master of العالمين O leader to المؤمنين
This is a program in which we talk about one of the sermons of the book Nahjul Balagha.
The gate of knowledge.
We send our salams to Ali. We raise our palms.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome again to another program from the series of The Gate of Knowledge. We talk about the acts and the virtues and the characteristics of the pious ones. It is one of the sermons of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. A standing in worship. They bend themselves from their backs, prostrate themselves on their foreheads, their palms, their knees, and their toes, and beseech Allah the Sublime for their deliverance. This is about some of the parts of prayers. Imam, peace be upon him, mentions bending oneself from backs, bending in worship, that we call it ruku, raka'a. And the person is called raki', a person who bends himself. Another part of prayers is to prostrate oneself on the ground. That Imam, peace be upon him, explains prostrate themselves on their foreheads, their palms, their knees, and their toes. Seven parts of the body lands on the ground, are expanded on the ground, and this is called sajda, prostration. It is interesting to know that bending in worship, in prayers, and prostration in this way is something that is practiced in other religions, divine religions as well. In the Quran, narrating from Maryam, the mother of Isa, the Messiah, it says, Ya Maryam uqnuti lirabbika. O Maryam, pray to your Lord, supplicate to your Lord, wasjudi, and prostrate yourself, warka'i ma'ar raka'in, and bend yourself along with other people who bend themselves. This last part refers to a worship that is done in collectively, all together, that we call it Salatul Jama'a, the congregational prayers. Submission to Allah is the core of Islam. And prostration is the the manner is the best way to announce one's submission, absolute submission to God. When one brings down the highest part of the body, which is the forehead, on the ground, as if he says that, O Allah, I am low and I am equal to the earth. I am nothing before you. I don't have any arrogance, and I am your servant. Therefore, we have in a hadith that the nearest time for a person to God is at the time of prostration. When a person prostrates to God, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala encourages the person. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is proud of him with the angels. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says, when you go to prostrate, because in prayers in each round, there are two prostrations. One goes to prostrate himself, comes back, and goes to prostration again. Goes to sajda again. In other words, there are two sajdas in every part of the prayers. Imam says, when you go to the first sajda, remember you are created from the soil. Minha khalaqnakum. From this we have created you. You remember your origin. You are originated from the same soil. When you come back, you remember your time in this world. It is a time that is given to you. When you go back to the sajda again, you remember you're going back to the earth. You are going to die, and you are going to go back to the earth. You will be buried, you will become soil again. And remember the verse of the Quran, which says, وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, and we will return you back to the soil. And when you come back again for the second time from prostration, you remember your resurrection on the day of judgment. So the two sajdas is a full cycle of the life. The cycle that starts with creation, continues with being in this world. The next section will be the time we die and we go back to the earth again. And the third time we are resurrected and we are given life back again. And we will be held responsible for our actions. Therefore, when you come back for the second time, remember, مِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. We will take you out from the earth one more time, for a second time. We'll take you back again from the earth. This is one of the practices that people have. And as I mentioned in the previous section, that it used to be the practice of all believers in all during the whole history of the followers of the divine religions, Therefore, sajda and worship of Allah is a way of salvation, a way of success, and to remember the cycle of life and to humble oneself before Allah. And this is one of the characteristics and one of the actions that pious ones continuously do and practice. One more time, we read this part, standing in worship. They bend themselves from their backs, prostrate themselves on their foreheads, their palms, their knees, and their toes, and beseech Allah, the Sublime, for their deliverance. They ask Allah to rescue them from the fire of hell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, Ya Rabbana, salli ala,
صلى الله عليه.